And joining us now for more on the unemployment numbers is Mark Zandi, chief economist for economy.com. Thanks for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
We saw Wall Street stock prices go down generally today. Bond prices were up. How do you interpret how the markets reacted to this weak unemployment report?
Well, negatively. I don't know how it could be taken as a positive report. There was nothing redeeming in the numbers. They show that the job market is performing very poorly. And if the job market continues to perform as badly as it is, then all the good economic statistics we've been getting recently will begin to fade. So it's very important for investors, both in the stock and bond market, that the job market begins to improve.
There have been now a total of 595,000 jobs lost in 7 months, the 37th straight month of decline in manufacturing jobs. But at the same time, over the last few months, we've seen a stock market rally on Wall Street. Jack Spear was talking about a disconnect. Is there a disconnect between Wall Street and what's happening in the labor markets?
The stock and bond markets are looking forward. They are anticipating that the economy will improve and that ultimately the job market will as well. And we have seen a pickup in demand. Retail sales are better. More vehicles are being sold. Housing's been strong. Businesses are picking up their investment. And the markets are expecting this to continue and follow through in the form of better job growth. But that hasn't happened yet. And if we don't see some job growth soon, then I suspect that investors will be reevaluating their investments pretty quickly.
So you might expect that to turn around a bit.
Yeah, I'm optimistic that we will see some job growth. The conditions will begin to improve by the end of the year, early next. But at this point, that's just a hope, and clearly that's just a hope that many investors have as well.
If we're looking for signs of economic recovery, where do we look? Do we look at the stock market rally or at these unemployment numbers?
Well, I think looking forward, the stock market is a good gauge. I think the market has done a very good job historically of predicting where the economy is headed, and I think there is good reasons to be optimistic. The tax cuts, government spending, low interest rates. You know, if history is any guide here, we should see better conditions up ahead just a few months from now. But hopefully history is a guide here.
And if not, would you expect to see a change in interest rates, a lowering of interest rates from the Fed?
That's right. If the job market doesn't move into a higher gear shortly and these better economic statistics begin to wane and the stock market begins to push back lower again, then I do think we're going to need more help, and that will take the form of lower interest rates. The Federal Reserve will be under tremendous pressure to lower rates again. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of room to maneuver here. The federal funds rate, which is the rate the Federal Reserve has under its control, is already at 1%, so it's very low. So one of the reasons for concern is that, that there isn't a lot of room for either the Federal Reserve or for fiscal policymakers to maneuver if the economy doesn't perform as scripted.
Mm-hmm. One Fed governor in New York this week said this situation now is worse than the jobless recovery after the 1991 recession. He calls this a job loss recovery. Do you share that view?
I do. This is a job loss recovery. We've lost jobs now for almost 3 years. We've lost almost 3 million jobs. That's over 2% of the job base. The broad-based nature of these job losses are unprecedented across many industries, across all parts of the country, from Boston to the Bay Area. This is a very serious job market. It's about as bad as it's been since the Great Depression. So I think it is fair to call this a job loss recovery.
Well, Mark Zandi, thanks for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Zandi is chief economist with economy.com.